them days. Of course, the only thing that was good then was your health. And I didn't miss a bit, so.
Okay.
Today is just better.
Okay. If somebody asks you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, and you weren't there, you know, if you're not there, you might say, no, it.
I said, no, it is somebody else. Maybe it's somebody favored me, but it wasn't me.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she's making a dress, and she just has a little patch here, and she wants to get some more of that. You know, so she goes into town, and she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And if she's in there, while she's there, and she walks along the racks, she sees some store-bought or store-made dresses there, and she sees one that's just brilliant colors, and she really likes it, she might say, that's a dress.
That's a nice dress.
Or if
that's a dress that I like, or something.
Okay. And if it's cute, she might say it's a
cute dress.
Okay. Which a little girl that you know, a little fair-haired girl or something, you might say is a well, let's put it this way. If you got to paint a picture, you know, and the picture's appealing to you, you might say it's a
that's a good picture.
Okay. Would you ever use the word pretty?
Yeah.
Like
it's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
Look mighty pretty, you know, in the picture.
Okay. So that's what I was getting at. If you had two little girls, and this one was pretty, but this one you thought was a little bit nicer looking.
Well, I said, well, you're almighty cute. I wouldn't spit, I wouldn't try to separate.
Okay, how about if you had two pictures, you know, two pictures, and one of them was pretty, but this one was more pretty, you would say this one is...
If they was friends, I wouldn't say. I say, oh, look.
Okay.
Would
you ever say something like prettier?
Huh?
Would you ever say this is prettier than me?
No, if they're both friends.
No, I mean, if they weren't around.
Oh, well, I would say, well, this is a good picture, yeah. But if they were both there, I wouldn't say anything.
Okay. And how about when a woman in the kitchen, you know, she's washing dishes and everything. She might be wearing something to keep her dress from getting dirty. What would she be wearing?
Apron.
Okay. And this is a...
pencil.
Oh, well, it's ink. So you call it a... It's an ink...
It's an ink pencil.
Pencil. Okay. How about when they used to say... make sure on the checks, you know, when you had to write checks, you know, they always said, make sure you sign ink. So here's a... Would they hand you a pencil or would they hand you something else?
They'd hand you a pen.
Okay.
And ink. The dips.
Right.
And there's a dip on, but these, you know, like that, I think it's filled.
Ah, that's a felt tip. What do you call this one?
That's the same thing.
Okay. But the type of, that you consider a pen is the type that you dip in the ink.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the things that you use to attach diapers to babies?
Diapers and stuff.
Okay. And soup comes in cans, and what do you call those cans? Some store-bought soup comes in cans. What do you call those cans?
Just canned soup?
Well, like all the canned goods, they used to make the cans out of what?
Tin
cans? Mm-hmm. Okay. And two nickels make how much?
Dime.
Or you know, another way to say a dime is what? If you have 5 cents, you have...
Yeah, the half of a dime.
All right, and 2 5-cents is how many cents?
It's 10 cents.
Okay, that's what I was after. And in the wintertime when it's cool, you wouldn't go outside without a...
Cool.
Right. And...